This is Boston Public Radio. I'm Edgar B. Herwick III. There are few cult followings as strong as the devotees of the zany and deceptively brainy British comedy troupe Monty Python's Flying Circus. If you count yourself among them, you understand what this music is. Among the many rabid fans is Ned Hinkle, who is the director of the Brattle Theater in Harvard Square. He's with me right now by phone from that theater. They are kicking off Monty Python Week tomorrow. Ned, thanks for joining us here on Boston Public Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so Monty Python Week is centered around a new film that's not a Python film, but about one of the Pythons. That's what you're kicking off with tomorrow, is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, it's an animated documentary about Graham Chapman, who is one of the founding members of Python and is passed away in 1989. So it's a posthumous profile.
So he's the one who he plays King Arthur in Monty Python and Search for the Holy Grail, and he plays Brian in The Life of Brian. Those are probably two of their two most well known films, right? So he's kind of the guy at the center of those.
Yeah, absolutely. He's the linchpin of those movies.
So who put this film together? How did it come onto your radar? Because this hasn't been really screened anywhere in the area, right?
No, it hasn't played in Boston. We're hosting the area premiere. I saw it. In last fall at the Toronto Film Festival, and it's directed by the three guys, one of whom happens to be son. Terry Jones is one of the other, another one of the founding members of Python, and they put together this sort of insane animated film about Graham Chapman.
Cool. I mean, and for people who are fans of the Pythons, are they going to learn something about him in this? And, is it revelatory in any way?
I don't know if it's revelatory. I mean, I learned something, you called me a rabid fan. I probably would consider myself more of a Python dilettante in that, I love them. I kind of grew up, still love watching the show and the movies, but, I'm by no means an expert. And I didn't even know. So the film itself, A Liar's Autobiography, is based on a book that Graham Chapman wrote that was his own pseudo-true biography.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that book existed. So for me, I feel I have failed as a Python fan. so I was pleased to find out that it was out there, and that's where the film comes from. So, I think if a real hardcore fan, there's probably not too many revelations, but right. What is interesting is the style that they made the movie in. So it's two dozen animation studios doing different styles of animation for different sections of the film, and it really emphasizes, the fact that the book is exaggerated and is kind of lying to you all the time.
Yeah.
And trying to figure out when it's a lie and when it's the truth is part of the fun of reading that book, and it's also part of the fun of watching the movie.
Cool. I'm talking with Ned Hinkle. He's creative director of we're talking about their Monty Python Week, which kicks off tomorrow with a documentary about Graham Chapman. What are you fleshing it out with? You got a whole week, so it's got to be more than just that.
Yeah, well, we're playing the four real Python movies, which are and now for something completely different, which is it's supposed to be their big breakout movie in the States, but is a reworking of scripts, skits from the TV show. Then we're doing Life of Brian and Holy Grail, of course, and then Meaning of Life. So those four, and then we're topping it off with Chapman's starring role outside of Python, which is a movie called Yellowbeard, which people might remember also features Cheech and Chong. it's nice. Kind of a glorious romp, pirate movie.
Yeah. So, you've done, at the Brattle, you've done sort of celebrations of Monty Python work in the past. I wonder, who's the audience, do you see? Is it mostly people like yourself who grew up on them, or is this something that still is resonating with younger audiences today?
Oh, I think it still resonates. I mean, we definitely see our share of younger audiences when we play any classic movie, but Python, it reaches a little bit deeper. I mean, I think there's an initiation process that you go through over the years, and I think that Python has kept its interest level among every generation. So, I mean, maybe not as many as, you know, not as many young people as it would have been in the 80s or the 90s when they were off the charts popular, but I would still expect to see a pretty well-mixed audience.
All right. Well, it all kicks off tomorrow night, or tomorrow, I guess, early evening, right, is the first screening?
Yeah, first does it.
5:30. If you are a Monty Python fan, it is your week at the Brattle Theater. Ned Hinkle, creative director, thanks for being with us here on Boston Public Radio.
Thanks very much for having me.
All right, up next, we're going to go from the screen to the stage and the streets and the farm. We're going to discuss 50 years of political puppeteering with the founder of the Vermont-based Bread and Puppet Theater. I'm Edgar B. Herwick III, and this is Boston Public Radio.